The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you this morning. It's Thursday, April 11th, and glad to have you on board for the show this morning. A little cloudy out there, but not cold at all. It was close to 50 degrees, I think, when I left my house. Not too bad for early spring here in the Berkshires. We've got a great show coming up for you today in the studio here in Fort Federico. We've got Josh Mendel. He is the Associate Dean of Graduate and Continuing Education at MCLA. And we're going to be talking about summer classes up at MCLA for this summer. And, you know, it's a spring, but summer classes are starting in about a month. So it's very, very timely to talk about that right now, talk about all the offerings and what might apply to you, you might be thinking. So let's talk about that in just a moment. First, let's get to the weather forecast from the National Weather Service and find out what we have in store for us today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, cloudy. Showers likely, mainly this morning. Highs in the upper 50s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, showers, breezy. Near steady temperature in the mid-50s. Southeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Friday, showers, windy. Near steady temperature in the upper 50s. Temperature falling into the upper 50s in the afternoon. South wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain 90%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Well, and there it is, another wet forecast. Big surprise. We've had a lot of those this winter and into the spring now, so it doesn't seem to be letting up. We did have one really nice day this week so far. We had that 70-degree day where it was just a perfect, perfect day. You don't get a nice day until it reaches 70 and sunny, so we'll take that whenever we can get it. All right, welcome back to the show here, Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. Sean Sayre here with you this morning. And joining me across the table is Josh Mendel. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.
And good morning, Berkshire County.
Absolutely. So thanks so much for coming in. Always great to talk about the offerings at MCLA, our liberal arts four-year public institution here in the Berkshires. And, you know, it seems like we just got into this year and now we're talking about summer classes already. But sure enough, the first session starts on May 20th. So it is not that far away.
Yeah, it's been a very busy semester. A lot of amazing things and opportunities have been happening at the college. And we've been, ever since December, really strategically looking at the course offerings for this summer.
Hmm.
What is it that our professors are interested in presenting and studying? What may be some new hot topic areas that they'd like to research on, that they'd like to work with students to focus with? What are some key and critical areas that students need classes to either excel towards graduation or to catch up or have strong interests or to pursue another major or minor opportunities? We surveyed our students back in December to understand a little bit more closely where they are and which courses are going to be successful for them this summer. And then looking at the community, what are some really unique offerings that we can have that are going to support community members as well? So, for example, for those who are interested in the community in nature. We have a Nature of New England course, which also includes a lab. So students are going to be out in the field on some Saturdays during that course, experiencing what they're learning in the classroom.
See, that sounds like a great summer course right there. That's a good one to lead off with, by the way.
Yeah, Professor Dan Shustak is very excited, and he's been teaching the course for a couple summers now and really likes to have a different array of students, both our traditional students and also people from the community being part of that course. We also are offering a Spanish for first responders to meet the needs in the community and to understand and to address some of what we're hearing by first responders and the need in the healthcare fields.
So that would be aimed at folks that don't have any Spanish language background already. So you're using that as, you know, sort of a way you need to be able to speak at least a certain amount of functional Spanish in order to, when you get into some tricky situations.
Exactly. And then also working with our local school counselors and understanding what are some of those classes that high school students may be interested in taking. And then we have our population of students that may have gone on to other institutions and may be home for the summer, may be working over the course of the summer and looking to level up their opportunities as well.
So they could pick up a class and use that to transfer into whatever institution they go to?
Exactly.
And could that also fill in for something like they didn't quite get that math class, or that, you know, it didn't quite work for them in their home college, in their home for the summer, and they need to take it again, and, you know, didn't quite work out?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So for those students, it's one of two things. We would encourage them to work with their advisors at the current institution they're at, to look at our course descriptions, to look at our course catalog, and to make sure it matches accordingly for them. But it's also a nice opportunity, whether you're a student who may be attending another institution or you're a current MCLA student that just wants to take one course or two courses at a time so they can focus. Instead of traditionally taking five courses a semester, maybe it's a subject area that they have a great interest in, or maybe it's a subject area that a student wants to spend more attention on. So really focusing their energy on one course at a time. In diving a little bit deeper into that subject matter.
And that kind of goes to the question I had, which was, what's the difference? How does it feel? Is it different taking classes in the summer than it is in the fall and the spring, the regular semesters? And I'll just from experience, never took any summer classes. Is it a completely different sort of ecosystem that you're in? Does it have a different feel to it?
It is a little bit different, Sean. So number one, it's accelerated. So basically you're taking a full term and compressing the work into 7 weeks.
So for one class, 7 weeks, you get 3-credit course.
Correct.
And you're done with that class.
But it's intense.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit work heavier.
Is it every day during that time?
Well, depends on what you choose. Okay. So if you're choosing some of our science classes are basically in person on campus because they have the laboratory components to them. Mm-hmm. If you're choosing other subject areas, most of those other classes are done online.
Wow.
So it's self-paced. Mm-hmm. You work with a professor. You work with the modulars on the online platforms. But you have to be very disciplined. It's not, oh, I can wait till Friday and do all the assignments. It's, you have to stay on top. You have to stay on task. There's reading involved. There's responses involved. There's assignments that are due throughout the course of the time frames. You may be working with others in the class on group projects. So it's really a lot of self-discipline that goes into it. And certainly the professors are going to help and support and be available for the students. But it does take some strategy to make sure that students are successful, and really balancing your time and balancing everything else that you may have going on in your life so you can focus on doing well and earning those credits.
Sounds like a different skill set in a way with the online courses, as you said, more discipline, more self-discipline. And it isn't necessarily something that's taught as a, you know, and when you're in high school or maybe even early college. But then again, I say that, and then we just got through, you know, the last 4 years of a worldwide pandemic where a lot of things were online, and we all sort of sharpened up our skills in that. So how prepared do you think some of the students are coming in and seeing the online course and said, that's no problem, I can do it. I know exactly how I have to manage that.
Yeah, I think students are comfortable with the online learning platforms. It depends on their preference, and it also really depends on their support and how much they've thought about the commitment to it. Mm-hmm. Again, it is a little bit different because it's compressed. But if you are home and you're trying to balance to getting a job and doing a job and saving money over the course of the summer.
Which a lot of students do and have to do in a lot of ways.
Maybe you have responsibilities taking care of your siblings. Mm. It gives you that flexibility and freedom that students are kind of used to, that opportunity to be creative, to self-pace, to look at the materials differently in your own mindset. But it also, again, the faculty, not just because you're doing it online, but the faculty are still monitoring your progress and making sure that they're available and accessible for you. So everybody has different learning needs and different learning preferences. So that's why we like this summer, because we can balance it with on-campus classes and in-person sessions, as well as what we're hearing from students is that interest in online learning as well.
Are there student activities also on campus during the summer? Or are those a little more muted than they would be during the school year?
Summer's a little bit quieter on campus. We have a lot of orientation, a lot of prepping for our fall semester. We have some workshops and conferencing that will be going on over the course of the summer on campus. So it's not as much student-centered. When we do have our on-campus courses, for example, Chemistry 1, they'll be meeting on a Tuesday evening. They go from 5 right until 9, 10 o'clock.
And that's lab science, right? So that's right on campus.
So it's a classroom experience, and then they jump right into their lab. So they don't really have time or opportunities to do much else, other than really diving in and focusing on that subject for the day.
Yeah. But that's, as you said, a concentrated effort in a way. It's more intense. But there might be also some educational value in that for certain students, right, where maybe you feel too torn, too pulled apart during a normal semester, and you're dealing with 5 different classes, and it's a heavy load. And now you get a chance to concentrate just on this one for this time period. That must be, you know, refreshing actually for some students.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or another way to think about the summer is it's one step closer to graduation. So if you are looking to graduate early, or maybe you're looking to catch up on some credits and making sure you're graduating when you hope to graduate, it's a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah. No, I could imagine there are lots of reasons that people would want to do that at this time, and it's just such a great opportunity. We're speaking right now with Josh Mendel. He is the Associate Dean of Graduate and Continuing Education at MCLA, Mass College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. And you're listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM. And we talked about sort of undergraduates. Are there opportunities for graduates as well during the summer?
There are. So there is a listing for our MBA program. So our MBA program is run at the Berkshire Innovation Center. We're housing it there. There's 2 courses that the MBA students can take over the summer. Basically, it's the first summer session is one class, and then the second summer session, they go into the next.
So you would take them both, essentially?
Correct.
You try to take them both in 2 sessions.
Yeah, the MBA students travel through the program in a cohort, so they're traveling and supporting each other together from one class at a time.
But so there'd be some prerequisites for this one. You'd probably already be in the program and be taking the summer courses.
So we accept our MBA students for a fall start. So they start in September. They start together and they travel through the program together. And currently right now we're accepting applications for students to start this fall. But it doesn't mean that if there's someone in the community who has a strong interest in taking an MBA course and seeing exactly what it's like, we're happy to work with that student to take one course, get their feet wet, get an understanding of the subject matter, get an understanding of how the program works, and then potentially have them apply and start in the fall semester. So they could do it as a trial experience as well.
And I would imagine there are lots of, I would say, demographics of people who could be interested in the MBA program at all different stages of life, right?
Absolutely.
Not necessarily just folks that just graduated from college with a bachelor's and want to make that next step. It could be continuing students. It could be people that maybe left the education world for a while, started a family, wanted to get back and maybe sharpen some skills for new job opportunities, right?
And that's exactly it, Sean, is the MBA program is really designed for the working professionals here in Berkshire County. We've tried to line up a lot of what we're currently doing at the college with the four critical sectors of growth and opportunity that have been identified by MassHire and the Berkshire Blueprint. Mm. And one of those areas is the rise in advanced manufacturing, advanced technology. And that's where we, last spring, we really looked at our MBA program and made that critical choice to say we need to be in the hub of where growth and employment opportunities are happening here in the Berkshires. Mm. And that's in partnership with the Innovation Center. Mm-hmm. They have many young entrepreneurs working through the Innovation Center. They're training many small businesses and organizations. They're helping to establish these small companies. And our larger companies in Berkshire County are being mentors to these organizations. Mm. So it's really the hub of where the business world is starting to congregate here and be able to network and collide with one another. And we needed to be in the center of that. So that's where we brought the MBA program to that hold.
And I feel like that's really great news for Pittsfield to hear those words, to know that, you know, if anyone had ever questioned whether the Berkshire Innovation Center was a good thing for Pittsfield or what it would do, I think in a lot of people's minds it was a bit nebulous. And now you start to hear these things and say, well, no, it's really important because that's the center of what's going on here. So if we want to reach these people, we're going to do it there. And that's, I think, really good news for Pittsfield.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Ben Sosny and his team have done an amazing job establishing the Innovation Center. Mm-hmm. They're getting state and national recognition on the programs that they're doing there. And they're not just serving the businesses and the organizations, but they're also serving the youth. They're having Lego challenges and competitions, robotic challenges. They have a really unique youth summer program that's established there to go into innovation and science. So, and the types of workshops, programs, speaker series that they're offering is really phenomenal. And I know a lot of our professors and administrators at the college come down to experience what's happening at the BIC on a regular basis. And we're really proud of our partnership with them.
That's great. So we're talking about the summer classes at MCLA, and the first session starts on May 20th. So Josh, tell us about some of the logistical issues. If someone's interested in jumping in, first of all, you want to learn more about it. And certainly by listening to this program, you're doing that right away. But
right.
I want to talk about more of the different classes that are being offered. But if people want to find out more about it and start the process of applying and getting into one or both of the summer sessions, what's their first step?
Sure. So first step is mcla.edu/summer. That will take them to the list of over 50 different courses that we're offering this summer.
Wow.
Both in summer session A, which runs until June 20th, and summer session B, which goes from July 8th to the August 16th. Hmm. Both those sessions have robust offerings, and we try to have offerings in across all the different disciplines. Again, we worked with all our department chairs to understand what they'd like to offer, how they'd like to offer those courses, what instructors in their departments are interested in offering, and where they felt that the critical needs of the students were as well. So we're really excited about what we're put out there, and we want to make sure that the students have that opportunity. So you can go right onto the mcla.edu/summer. You can see the course offerings. You can choose the course that you might be interested in and register right at that time.
Hmm. And then how do you sort of get matriculated? I assume if you're already an MCLA student, that's easier because you're already sort of in the system. If
Correct.
If you're visiting from another institution, how does that work? I'm sure there's a process for doing that.
Mm-hmm. So if you're already an MCLA student, they work with their advisors. Mm-hmm. They're currently doing that now to choose summer courses. If you're a community member that is interested in taking a course, or you might be a student at another institution that's looking at our offerings, you can go ahead and go through the application process, and then you would be notified through the finance office for payment, and then also notified in regards to what the next steps are, how to go about starting that first class, preparing your first class. There's what we call an online tutorial or a brief online class that teaches the students what they should be thinking about and how to be prepared to be able to take summer courses.
It's a class on the class.
Class on the class.
And so right now, it being April 11th and the first class starting on May 20th, this is really the time right now if you're considering this, to get that process started, I would think, right? Because there's always some things that have to fall into place to make this work.
Absolutely. So in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we would encourage students to really think seriously if they'd like to choose one of the classes in summer session A to be part of. Mm-hmm. Because within those 3 weeks, then we'll start to look critically at what the numbers are in the courses and start to prep the faculty for those classes. Mm-hmm.
So don't procrastinate, folks. If you're interested in this and getting into the MCLA summer classes, me personally, I'd be doing it in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, to get this all rolling. It sounds like that'd be the right thing. You mentioned about the sort of business office part of it. Is there financial aid available? How does that work for summer classes versus the regular fall and spring semesters?
For our current MCLA students, there is opportunities for finance options for them. Mm-hmm. For students from outside the region, because there's basically non-matriculated classes, they would be asked to pay the costs of the course.
More of a cash basis, right?
Right. Yeah. And students can go right online and see what the costs for the courses are. They are very low. We are public four-year college, so we do take pride in keeping our costs down for our courses. But there's also options that they could work on through payment plans and such with our student accounts program.
Great. So there's ways to do it. There's not that many reasons not to do it. If it's something that's on your horizon, something you're looking at, it's probably worthwhile checking it out.
Right. And Sean, even if you're just thinking about exploring one of those subject areas, maybe you have a strong interest, or if you're thinking about going back to school within the near future, this could be a nice way to just
Ease into it,
yeah. Take care of some of those nerves, see what the classroom environment's like again, work with faculty, understand what online learning is a little bit differently, or if you're an on-campus, in-person learner, you know, you have those choices to kind of take one step at a time and dip your feet into it.
What about for folks who might be eyeing a career change of some kind? You got into a career, maybe you have a college degree in the field that you're in, and you've been doing that for a number of years or decades maybe, you see that you want to explore something different. Is this a good place to start with that?
It is, absolutely. So we have robust offering within our business program, management, marketing. There's some finance opportunities in those, leadership courses. So students can kind of go into those areas. Strong offerings in our health science fields. If students are thinking, certainly with the rise in health science opportunities and jobs within the healthcare industries here in the Berkshires, there's some nice intro-level courses there to just start to understand what the field is like. We also have our career services department on campus that's available. So once a student is starting to take courses and they're an MCLA student, they'd have the opportunity to sit and meet with our career services director and understand a little bit more about how they can get tapped into programs that share those different job opportunities. We have a program called Handshake, which is an online platform where students can see several different job openings and can take their resumes, can connect with businesses and organizations directly.
That's interesting.
And these are companies that are specifically recruiting MCLA students here in the Berkshires or to different destinations.
Because then that really gives you an idea of what would be needed, right?
To
get to that job level, at least to provide that base for further education.
Correct.
Yeah. Very interesting. So we're talking about the courses, the summer courses offered at MCLA, and give us a couple more examples of some of the things that will be offered. 50 courses, that's quite a few.
Yeah. So we touched on the MBA program, but we also have a robust offering with our Master's in Education program, especially right now where we want to make sure the students who might be on emergency teacher licensures have support. Students who are thinking about going back and getting their education certificates or education degrees, their licensure opportunities. So a lot of those courses are fully online over the course of the summer.
So that's very convenient
correct.
To be able to do. And if you're on an emergency teaching license, what's the situation there? You took a job with the provision that you would get your master's degree, which is required within a certain number of years,
or your teacher licensure, within a certain number of years. Mm-hmm. And so that's where MCLA can certainly help support. Mm-hmm. We have advisors on our education staff that would work with each student to help kind of understand where they are and where they want to go, mm-hmm. and what is the best possible pathway to get there.
And there's been a great need for teachers. Also, there's been a kind of a rush to the door in a lot of ways from very experienced teachers, from what I've understood.
Absolutely.
People have retired, and it's been hard to fill those vacancies. So people that are interested have that calling for education, which I think you and I have talked about on this show before. It isn't necessarily for everyone, but it's a calling, and some people are, you know, really have that that skill set, and we can all remember the best teachers that we had. That, you know, we were glad now that we had them. We have to replace those folks for the next generation.
Mm-hmm. And we were originally established as a teachers' college, so it's part of our history and our heritage to make sure that we are supporting the growth and the opportunities of strong educators, both here in the Berkshires and beyond in the future. Yeah. We also have a robust leadership academy program. Marianne Young, who most of your listening audience knows and respects extremely well, is our director of our Leadership Academy. And that is taking teachers or school administrators who want to take the next step, who are looking to become principals or superintendents. And it's an intensive year-long program. They have a summer residency on campus for 2 weeks this summer as their start. And then throughout the course of the year, they have assignments, online learning, they have internships that they're doing, and then they come back together in the following summer to complete the coursework. But it's a very unique program.
That's a different skill set too, right?
It is.
It's an education skill set, but it's different because you're looking toward the leadership side, right, of potentially being a superintendent, maybe a deputy superintendent or principal, something like that, where those are very different these days than they used to be.
Yes, those are very, very gifted professionals in that field. And we're happy to be an institution that can lay the core foundation for success within that region. We're right now in the final stages of the application process. So if someone is thinking about the Leadership Academy, we would encourage them to contact the college within the next week or so we can make sure that they are in the applicant pool, because that is a July start that those students have. And there is an application process that they go through.
So that one isn't tied to these the two summer sessions?
Not necessarily. It's a very own unique program. It's a very unique program. The Master's in Education does have a summer start as well. Mm-hmm. So someone can enter the Master's in Ed program both in June, or this case in late May. They can also enter the program in September or enter the program in January. And again, they work very closely with advisors within our education field to line up what that educational pathway and the courses are going to look like for them.
And that's kind of a convenient time also for the folks that are probably already in an educational setting and a job. And of course, that has its regular rhythm, right, of fall to spring. And so if you're going to start something in that area with Masters of Education or the leadership, you might want to consider starting that in the summertime.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in the chair of our education department, Dr. Maggie Clark, is outstanding. And she works very, very closely to understand where the students are and what their goals are. And she tries to make sure that she's working with her colleagues in the department to line these students up for success.
Right. And for the summer classes, just occurred to me, what about people that just like to learn and want to stay connected to education or to expanding their horizons, but not necessarily connected to any one particular goal or graduation or path or something like that? Is this something also that would be attractive to people?
Absolutely. So again, there's some really unique courses that have been put into the mix over the course of the summer for people to explore that might have an interest in nature, that might have an interest in writing, that may have an interest in the arts in the region. We have an introduction to photography course, or introduction to music course that people may just want to have that experience with. And they can, again, go right to MCLA pittsfield.edu/summer, see the course offerings. And if you click on the course offering, it gives you a description of the class and also connects you to our course catalog for a deeper dive into the understanding of the course as well. But again, a lot of the courses were chosen strategically to both make sure that our students are meeting their opportunities, our local community has those opportunities, and then people from who may be visiting the Berkshires over the course of the summer, who may be residing here in the Berkshires from May through October, might have a nice opportunity to explore some of our options too.
So it's a whole variety of things that are offered, and something for everyone, it sounds like, at MCLA this summer.
We hope.
And again, we'll reiterate as we come up to the top of the hour here that we're speaking with Josh Mendel. He is the Associate Dean of Graduate and Continuing Education at MCLA, Mass College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. And the summer sessions start May 20th is the first one, and July 8th is the second one. And they go throughout the summer. And this is a really good time to jump on that website and take a look at what those offerings are. And if it sounds interesting to you, it probably is. And you should maybe think about following that.
Please.
All right. Josh, stick around for the second half of the show. We'll continue some of the discussion about the summer, but then also get into some more general education questions and talk about some of the other things going on at MCLA throughout the year. So we'll be right back with Morning Drive after this. It's 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Stick around. We will return right after this.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Sometimes I can't handle listening to that heavy of music.
Yes! Yeah, baby! Oh,
WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Hi, this is Lisa Torrey from RSVP. Do you need a ride to the doctor's? Then let RSVP take you there. Our transportation program is a long-standing, reliable program that has been providing clients with rides to medical appointments for well over 50 years. To inquire about booking a ride or volunteering for RSVP, please call 499-9345.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw, every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM. And you've got us live here this morning on Thursday, April 11th. Glad that you're with us and glad to be here with you. We have Josh Mendel coming up for the second half of the show. And he, again, the Associate Dean of Graduate and Continuing Education at MCLA. We just got done talking a lot about the summer sessions, which sound a lot of fun and very utilitarian, a lot of stuff you can do with those classes. We're going to talk about some more offerings that MCLA has and some general education stuff in just a moment. First, let's go to the weather forecast from the National Weather Service and find out what's in store for us today. Hint, it's going to be wet. Here we go.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, cloudy. Showers likely, mainly this morning. Highs in the upper 50s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, showers. Breezy. Near steady temperature in the mid 50s. Southeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Friday, showers. Windy. Near steady temperature in the upper 50s. Temperature falling into the upper 50s in the afternoon. South wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain 90%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you go. Pretty typical spring forecast there, but nothing real cold and no more snow, I hope. So we might be done with that. I'm seeing the summer class flyer here that I'll hold up for our TV audience. It is a very nice picture of Murdoch Hall, right, at MCLA, and a mascot, which the name is?
Murdoch as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's Murdoch and Murdoch.
Oh, how about that? And Murdoch is a tiger?
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion, okay. All right. And Trailblazers, of course.
Yeah.
There you go. Got to know that. Murdoch, I didn't know. I just learned something. Josh Mendel is our guest here this morning. Thanks again for being here, Josh.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, Sean. And again, happy to be here with Berkshire County and to share more about the amazing opportunities that are happening at MCLA right now.
Absolutely. So let's take a step back for a minute and talk about liberal arts education. And I know off air we were just sort of chatting about that before we got on, and about what employers are looking for these days and where a liberal arts education fits in, because it seems like higher education has just taken a lot of hits recently, right, from a lot of different places. And we also discussed some of the smaller institutions that have been struggling and closing. We had St. Rose recently. Just heard about Goddard College up in Vermont. And it can be a struggle. But there's still really a core value of a strong four-year liberal arts education. Talk about that.
Absolutely. I always like to bring it back to one of our esteemed faculty members refers to liberal arts in a very unique way. It not only gets you your initial job, but it gets you that promotion. Because the Liberal Arts Foundation provides you that core of understanding, that core of being a critical thinker, to be a problem solver, to understand several different disciplines and work across different disciplines, so you have more of a global learning and global understanding of how things work. Several of our Berkshire County business leaders, CEOs, have indicated to the college that they do really enjoy liberal arts-based employees because once they're in the industry or business, they're going to train them on how they need them to be anyways. But they can come in with the amazing skill sets of being these critical thinkers, being these team players, having all the proper academic opportunities in place so that they can lead teams, lead groups, be able to take that organization to the next level with their skill sets with that liberal arts foundation.
Yeah. And of course, there's a big push now also for vocational education and technical training, and all those things have their place as well. Some folks can go take that path and do very well financially as well. It's not to lessen the idea that a strong four-year liberal arts degree is still something that will provide for you in your future career in a lot of ways, financially, as you said, making you a critical thinker. The other sort of skills that you don't necessarily you're paying the tuition bill, and you know how that works. But you know, what have you got at the end of the day? And I know a lot of people are questioning that. So that's where we say, you know, okay, tell us where that puts me in 10 years, 20 years, if I didn't have it versus having it.
Mm-hmm. So Taconic and McCann High School are some of our outstanding partners. Mm-hmm. We're very, very proud of our partnerships with both institutions. And the students that are coming from the institutions and coming to MCLA do some very unique opportunities, because they may have a strong foundation within their shop. Mm-hmm. And when they come to MCLA, they might choose to go into the business world. They might choose to go into entrepreneur classes. Mm. So they're not only having this amazing skill set within their vocation, but they're also now taking it to the next step and learning how to run their own business, or learning how to market themselves or promote themselves.
Yeah.
So that's where we're seeing a nice marriage between the vocational opportunities and the four-year college opportunities.
Yeah. Well, I think you make a really good point there, too, that you know, a generation or two ago, if you chose that path, if you chose a vocational education for high school, that didn't, it often meant that you didn't choose college for your next educational step. It might be directly into the workforce, or it might be additional training, or it might even be armed forces or something like that. And I think now it sounds to me like that has really, really changed, where you could take that vocational education and then also move on to a four-year college and have all those prerequisites in place, right? So how well prepared are those vocational students when they make their way to MCLA?
Yeah, both of the high schools are doing amazing academic work as well as their vocational work. And they both leadership at those institutions understand the critical opportunities that exist for the students academically. Mm. So we're seeing very, very strong students from both those institutions being successful at MCLA.
Very interesting, too, the idea that they would move on to entrepreneurial, because, again, you're thinking career, you're thinking technical, maybe in some specific area. And then you say, OK, but I have to apply that. And by the way, I don't want to just be a worker at a company. I want to be the company. Right. I want to create something, build something. That's another whole area.
Exactly. And again, there's another example of the beauty of liberal arts is because you're taking what you already is inside of you and you've learned, and you're accentuating it with what you're learning at the institution. You might be taking some history. You might be taking some marketing classes. Mm-hmm. You may be taking your writing and your English and your math courses, and you're combining all of those into a strong entrepreneurship moving forward.
There also seems to be sort of a movement at the college level, I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, where the colleges are looking toward marketing for students that are coming in and saying, well, they want classes that will get them a job, that they don't necessarily want sort of the general liberal arts classes that we think of, the classics and the mathematics and other things that we think of as liberal arts education. They want something that they can put down and say, I'm ready to get out of college and take this job. Does that ever factor into sort of the course offerings that a place like MCLA would offer?
So we focus on, again, coming out of COVID, making sure that we're meeting those critical sectors. The growth opportunities are there within the rise of what's happening in Berkshire County. Mm-hmm. So looking at the Berkshire County blueprint, working with our partners at Mass Hire, our partners at One Berkshire, to make sure that the college is lined up with these growth sections.
So that is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so those growth sections in the region, number one, as we all know, is in the health sciences, in the healthcare field. So we were able to bring in over COVID grant opportunities that allowed us to establish a nursing program. So now,
and that's a real need. As we mentioned, the need for teachers is one thing. The need for nurses probably exceeds that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now, with the beauty of North Adams Hospital reopening last week.
So great.
MCLA has our nursing and radiology training center right in the doctor's office, right next door to the hospital.
So that's a great opportunity.
Yes.
Wow. So great institutions working together on that.
It is beautiful. And it's going to provide so much opportunity for the growth of the hospital and the growth of the college and internships and work opportunities for our students. And
good for the Northern Berkshire area,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, right? I mean, Sean. Absolutely. Yeah. So when you go to that third floor of the doctor's building. On the left side is all these brand new, beautiful training suites for nursing students. Mm. It has the simulation labs where it has the mannequins, and the mannequins are mechanical. They can be programmed to sit up in bed. They can be programmed to bleed. They can be programmed to talk to you. And you have mother, you have baby, you have adult mannequins. So their students are learning on all this state-of-the-art technology and brand new technology that they would be experiencing right in the hospital next door when they start to do their clinical sites.
Wow.
And in the radiology suite, we are one of, I believe it's four colleges in the Northeast now that have radiology as a four-year program. And now it's just, now it's its own standalone major, which was just announced this spring. And that has
a standalone major at MCLA
is radiology.
Wow.
Yep.
No kidding.
And, they also have amazing technology. They have what they call an animatage table, and it's like a giant iPad where a body is levitating within that iPad, and you can swipe at it to pull back the skin, to pull back the ligaments, the muscle groups, so you can identify, you can rotate the body, you can see what you're doing and how it impacts the body itself.
Wow.
And then our students are working right downstairs. They go into the hospital within the radiology department for BHS and learning firsthand within their laboratories.
That sounds like a fascinating program. And how often are the students on campus at the new hospital, and how often are they back on campus at MCLA?
So the nursing program the first year is pre-nursing. Mm. So they're getting all their core foundation, their liberal arts foundation.
Yep.
And again, that's the really nice marriage between health sciences and the liberal arts piece, right? Because now you have a nurse that understands culture, a nurse that has this writing background, a nurse that has a solid math background and experiences that are going into the nursing field.
Yeah.
So they understand how to be working with patients a little differently and so forth. So it gives a really neat foundation of having a nursing program grounded within a liberal arts institution.
Yeah. Makes a difference, right? And to know that you have those foundations, I can't stress enough how important writing is. And it's amazing how many struggles a lot of ordinary people have with it. And it's just something that you have to get early and then keep doing often, depending on, you know, what the needs of your career are. But it seems like pretty much everyone's going to need to write something at some point. Same thing with the math foundation, with the nursing, I think, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And that's one of the newest programs. So that's in its second year now, the nursing program at MCLA?
So this will be the second fall of the program. Last year, it was announced and released to be able to move forward with our nursing program in end of March. And we were able to bring in a core group of students quickly over the course of the summer for our first group of students, and now we've had a whole opportunity for a year to be recruiting for this next group of students.
That's great. And radiology, you mentioned, also is a fairly new program. And
yeah, radiology, we were privileged to, unfortunately, when Southern Vermont College closed, we were able to become their teach-out partner and be able to bring the radiology staff and their tools and their equipment to MCLA teach out the Southern Vermont students that we had a commitment to, and now bringing in our own MCLA students to go through that program. The radiology staff instructors are incredible. They wear their hearts on their sleeves. They're always out working with students in their clinical sites and even helping recruit new students into the field. Because it does take a little bit of understanding of what radiology is and helping that translate to a high school student to spark an interest in them.
Yeah, I would think. But again, very practical and something that is a growing field and very much needed in
critical,
the healthcare field.
Yeah, critical need. Yep. So then when we think about the second area of critical need within the region is the advanced technology, the advanced manufacturing. And we talked in the first segment about how we've been able to take our MBA program, Master's in Business Administration, and bring that to the Innovation Center, mm-hmm. where these businesses, organizations are being trained, having the resources, growing, incubated within the center itself, and our students are front and center. Mm-hmm. Our students are assisting these companies with project-based learning. They might be working on a marketing plan for one of the startup companies. They might have guest speakers mm-hmm. coming into our classes. So we've kind of had this really nice innovation MBA mm-hmm. initiative that's happening at the BIC. And right now we're currently accepting students for our fall start for the MBA program. And we have an information session mm-hmm. coming up next week.
Oh, when's that?
That is a virtual information mm-hmm. session. So okay. it's fully online. So accommodate if you're working. It's at 5 o'clock on Thursday, April 18th.
Okay.
And students can get more information if they go to mcla.edu. Right on the front of the website is more information on how to register for the online information session.
Great. So this is a really good chance if you're hearing this now and you're interested in the MBA program for next fall, you can check that information session out. And are there deadlines for folks to get into that program?
August 1st is our deadline for applications for the MBA program.
Okay. So you got a little time, but find out more about it. This would be a good time to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then outdoor leadership.
Yeah.
That's a new program.
So
tell us about that.
Yep. So we're seeing rise in hospitality tourism within the region. And so we've been working really closely to learn from our partners within that industry. So Berkshire East, Jiminy Peak, Zora Outdoors. Mm. How can the college be supportive? How can we help you continue to grow and seeing this rise in outdoor experiential mm-hmm. education? And so that's where we've partnered with our environmental studies program, and we've grounded an outdoor leadership program. It'll be launched this fall as a minor underneath environmental studies. So we're really excited about that because students will have this opportunity to see really what's going on. How are the ski resorts transitioning themselves to be full year mm-hmm. experiences? How are they meeting the critical needs of people who want to embrace the environment and the learning and experiences that they have in the beautiful Berkshires for the environmental learning, and what's it take for those leadership skills and components there?
Well, it's a beautiful thing to be able to tie into one of the region's strengths. And I think people are more and more identifying that now and saying, you know, hey, we got these great natural assets and, you know, why not put something like this together that that ties right into the environmental major?
Absolutely.
Let's, Josh Mendel, let's talk a couple of sort of larger national education issues, if we can. A couple things in the headlines. The FAFSA form for anyone who's got kids going to college right now and are looking for financial aid, which everyone should fill out the FAFSA form, has been delayed. And without getting too deep into the details, how does that affect people for applying for college or continuing their education? It's been kind of a problem, right?
Right. So we're happy to understand that a lot of families right now and students are having concerns about the FAFSA, whether it's completing the FAFSA form to make sure that they're understanding what their aid is going to be, getting through the hiccups, the technology hiccups that were going on in the FAFSA, making sure that they're meeting all the proper deadlines. And the college is here to help and support. We have an outstanding financial aid staff that can help students walk them through to make sure that they're addressing all the FAFSA critical needs and issues right now. But things have been delayed because of the glitches in the FAFSA system.
This is the time of the year when the colleges are usually getting those letters back to the students, right?
Right.
Saying, here's your aid package.
Yes.
And so that's been delayed.
Right.
And it must be difficult both on the college end and on the students' end.
Right. And we're encouraging students not to get discouraged. Mm. We're trying to make sure that they understand that we're running sessions to make sure that they're supported, that they can call the college and get extra help and assistance if needed, that they can go on our website and learn when we're going to be offering helpful sessions about the FAFSA process. And a first-time student going through the FAFSA, first-time family going through the process, this can be very discouraging.
I would imagine,
But we would encourage them to continue to move forward and continue to work on completing the FAFSA form, because it's only going to help and support them and making sure that they can move forward to the next institution they're interested in. And again, the college is here to help and support.
It was not the easiest process. I remember helping my kids get through it, and it was laborsome for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The whole process was supposed to have gotten better, simpler, right, with this new form or whatever, and
yes.
Then the whole thing kind of crashed and burned. So, but yeah, don't give up on it, right, is the message here.
Please.
Make sure that you get somehow to fill out that FAFSA and get the financial aid process moving, even if you don't think that you qualify for financial aid. That's usually the message for the FAFSA.
Absolutely, please. And continue to work with school counselors. School mm-hmm. counselors will be able to connect them into the college, and we're happy to support from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, if students don't let the FAFSA discourage students from going to college, please continue to go through the application process and to work on completing those forms.
Yeah, good advice there for sure. And then another ripped from the headlines recently, and we won't name the colleges, but you can look them up if you want. Two colleges in the state of Massachusetts finally announced that the total cost of attendance for those colleges for a year has crossed the $90,000 mm-hmm. level. And that's just an eye-popping headline, right? It's not necessarily indicative of everyone's college experience for sure. And you can talk about the MCLA side of it.
Sure.
But for a private college to be $90,000 a year, how do families even think about affording that?
Yeah. Well, each family has to assess what are their needs? What are their interests? What does that college have to be able to offer them? What are the financial supports that those institutions might be able to do? The scholarship funds that are available, the tuition discounting that occurs at those institutions, and the types of programs that they're offering. And
so the headline number may or may not be the actual sticker price,
right,
that you're going to be paying. However, it's, it's showing that growing trend, right, of things that are just increasing in cost. And I'm sure the recent sort of inflation bout probably didn't help that either.
Right. And does that institution meet the needs of the students and what the students' end goals are going to be and the opportunities that are there? So it is a very different landscape within higher education right now. And we encourage students to look very closely, students and their caretakers to look very, very closely at what those next steps are going to be.
To really
dive a little bit deeper, to work with the admissions counselors, to work with the school counselors, to understand what those schools are offering, to understand the cost, the affordability. Is it the right fit for the student and for their family at this time in their lives? And the value of the experience that they're getting, and how does that marry together?
And talk about the value of a four-year public institution, right? Because these are private institutions that I just mentioned. But it's been proven over and over that you don't necessarily need to go to a private institution to get a very high-quality four-year college degree.
Right. So, Sean, right here in your own backyard, we have amazing institutions with Berkshire Community College, with Williams College, and then certainly with MCLA, public four-year college of the Berkshires and beyond.
Yeah.
And being ranked in the top 10 of public liberal arts colleges, and also one great pride in addition to that ranking that we have is that we're 20th in the nation in rise in social mobility status.
Wow.
And that's taking students from where they were and their families prior to them coming to the institution and the financial status that they have once they graduate, taking that bachelor's degree and the types of jobs they're getting, the types of pay increases they're getting, how they're changing the lives of their families. And we're very, very proud of that because we are reshaping and rechanging the lives of our students that are coming through the college. And when you're looking at a price tag that's less than $30,000 a year, that's tuition fees, room and board together, even less if students choosing the commute, and then topping that with strong financial aid packages and strong scholarship opportunities. So you're at a top level institution, you're at a rise that you know you're going to have once you graduate in your social mobility status. Your average class sizes are 15 to 20 students. You get a lot of personal attention from the professors.
Mm-hmm. Different experience than the huge auditoriums with graduate assistants.
Exactly.
Yeah, very different.
Exactly. You really are an individual. You really do stand out in the crowd at mm-hmm. MCLA to make sure that you're getting the best for your education. And I've been with the college now. This will be going into my 20th year, and just seeing what our administration and our faculty and how they support our students to make sure that they're reaching their goals, to make sure that they're there for the success and celebrating those successes with the students has been just so comforting and heartwarming, and seeing where students were and where they're going with their careers and with their education is very, very powerful.
Yeah. And we're lucky to have it. MCLA, Mass College of Liberal Arts, North Adams. We're speaking about all the offerings there and in general how important a four-year college degree can be for your future earnings. Certainly, it's been documented and proven, and I don't think anyone can really debate that much. Josh, I want to thank you again for being here this morning. We're getting to the end of our program. Sure. And just one more plug for the summer sessions, if you would.
Yeah, so but we also have for fall. So any first year transfer student that's interested in the college and may not have made their choices yet where they are going for the fall, we are still accepting applications right through the course of the summer. But the sooner the better, because more scholarships and financial aid are available. We have an open house coming up on Monday, so Patriots Day.
Wow.
And all that information can be found right on our website at mcle.edu. And then for those who are interested in taking courses this summer, our first summer session starts on May 20th. We encourage students to go on the website, review over 50 different course offerings that we have, and choose what they might be interested in. mcle.edu/summer.
And that will do it. Thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate you coming in. We'll talk to you again soon. Good luck with the summer session.
Thank you very much, Sean.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.